My short answer is no, there is no such thing as quote unquote Jewish music, but there is such a thing as an identifiable Jewish music or Jewish sound. And this is a question that dominates a lot of my work.
I want Jewish music to have a seat at the table in the hope that Jewish music doesn't have to be what people often see it is, which is a specialty within a specialty.
So I think the question of identity of both the artist and the identity of the music is complex. And I think it is in the eyes of the beholder. And I think we need to be very sensitive to the complexity of these questions.
Hi, I'm Samantha Cooper, and I'm a Canadian historical musicologist who specializes in the study of American Jewish vocality. Those voices you just heard are my colleagues. They are musicologists, ethnomusicologists, and sound study scholars who have been thinking and writing about the role of music and sound in global Jewish life for many years. In the new season of the Sounding Jewish podcast, I interview these sonic specialists about their ongoing research and teaching, and ask them about the experiences, institutions, and mentors that motivated them to pursue this field of study. By dialoguing with scholars from around the world, this podcast attests to the inherent diversity of those who study Jewish music, as well as a panoramic past, present, and future of Jewish encounters with sound.
Tune in on December 1st for the fourth season launch of Sounding Jewish, a monthly conversation with scholars of Jewish sound. You can listen to us on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speak to you then.